Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I'd never consider myself to be superstitious. I like to think everything I do is grounded in science and reality. Don't get me wrong, I'm quite spiritual as well. But I didn't believe in superstitions. For me, they felt disempowering. But it was a real wake-up call on our fertility journey to find out I am actually superstitious. And maybe you are too, because often we don't realise we are superstitious without knowing it. If you find you worry, if you think you need to worry to be okay or to create the things you want in your life, that's a form of superstition. Well, let's dive in to find out how we can let that go. Let's explore how we can be empowered to create more of the life we want. I never really consider myself to be superstitious. You often see that in sports. You know, so you listen to footballers and they, you know, put one sock on before the other, or they do something in the dressing room before they go out. They have this kind of superstition. If they have a good match and they realise that they did something before the match, they continue to that ritual as a superstition. I think it's going to give them good luck and continue that role of good luck. And there'd be all sorts of weird and wonderful superstitions you hear kind of people have. I never really consider myself as superstitious because I guess I grew up being very kind of scientific and just couldn't see the science behind it and just thought it's kind of, yeah, just kind of woo-woo. And then I listened to, I'm fascinated with psychology and studied psychology, and B.F. Skinner is like the father of behavioral psychology. Behavioral psychology, well, Skinner studied animals. He believed if you understand, you know, the kind of basis of humans and how we operate, how we behave, let's look at study animals. He did a lot of experiments on animals and things like monkeys. And I hold that really lightly, thinking, well, we're not animals. You know, we're not monkeys. It's part of our brain that monkeys doesn't have. So I think it's interesting to look at that kind of those kind of studies. But I think it's kind of 100% true in who we are. And one of his studies is in the 40s. Skinner took some pigeons and kind of fed them at kind of random times. And the pigeons seemed to associate what they were doing at the time of being fed to being fed. So they kept repeating that behavior, expecting or hoping to be fed. They thought it was their behavior brought the food rather than, you know, the person leading the experiment just giving the food randomly. And it's easy for me to kind of poo-poo this kind of idea about superstitions. And my wife and I had 10 years of infertility. And I know that fertility space, often you hear people wishing baby dust. And that just really, really annoys me for some reason. I just think it can be disempowering. I think we are more empowered to create more of the things we want in our lives. Yeah, we don't have complete control of everything. Absolutely, we don't have control of stuff. But I think superstitions can often be disempowering. And I really thought, no, I'm not superstitious. But then I began to realise that actually I am very superstitious. I wasn't so much now. I was very superstitious. And I see superstitions within my clients in the form of worrying. I unconsciously had this belief: if I don't worry about something, something bad's going to happen. I'm not going to be okay. If I don't worry about something, I'm not going to get the outcome I want. I'm not going to be successful. I'm going to fail. And I see that with my clients. You know, if they don't worry, they're going to run out of money. Or if they don't worry, they're going to get fired or fail in some way. And it really shocked me to realize actually that's a form of superstition. I really thought the worrying was helpful. I needed to do it to create the outcome. It reminds me of a film with Tom Hanks. I think it's called A Bridge of Spies, where Tom Hanks plays this a lawyer, an American lawyer defending a Russian spy through the Cold War. And the Russian spy had been caught in America, and he had to have a trial, fair trial. And this Tom Hanks character was the lawyer that made sure he got a fair trial. And in the trial, in the court, he was explaining to the spy that if he's found guilty, he'll probably be kind of put to death. And he sat there, and the spy just looked at him, and Tom Hanks said, "Aren't you worried?" And the spy said, "Oh, will it help?" And I thought it was a really telling line. Will it help? Because you're worrying about it, it's not going to help. And later in the film, when they exchange this Russian spy for an American spy with Russia, and the other side is this bridge, hence called a bridge of spies, and the Russian spy walks across the bridge, and the American spy walks from the other side, and Tom Hanks was saying to the Russian spy, "What will happen to you when you go to Russia?" And he said, "One or two things. If they trust I haven't given away any of our secrets, then I'll be fine. And if they believe or don't trust I have given secrets, and if they don't trust I haven't, and they think I have given away secrets, then I'll be put to death." And he said, "But you'll be able to tell. And if they give me a hug, do you know what? My fate is sealed. And but if they give me a hug and a kiss, then I'm going to be okay." And again, Tom Hanks said to him, "Aren't you worried?" And the Russian spy said, "Will it help?" And of course, logically, we know worrying doesn't help. It's an unconscious behavior. Part of us thinks it does help. Part of us thinks it does serve us. Another part of us, adult conscious awareness part of us, knows it doesn't. It doesn't. Because worry is not as good as knowledge, intuition, inspiration. Worry is a very poor substitute of knowledge, intuition, inspiration. And we tend to think it really serves us. But actually, when we have a moment of inspiration and clarity, and we can't have those when we're worrying. When we worry, we have a busy mind. We don't have space for fresh ideas, fresh perspectives, creativity. And when we worry, we think we don't have enough time. It's a place of lack. It's a place of fear. Our mind narrows. When you're stressed and fearful, your field of vision kind of narrows. It's the fight or flight response. It's pure survival. How do we get out of this situation? Our mind narrows. Our field of vision narrows. We don't have the perspectives and clarity that can really serve us. We have a busy mind. It doesn't mean we're not going to worry. We're going to worry. But it means we don't have to worry to be okay, to be safe, to be loved, to be successful. And we see worry as a habit, not a necessity. It's just a habit. If we can catch ourselves for seeing it, seeing what it is, an illusion, stories that are plausible and realistic, but they're pure imagination. They're pure imagination. When we can see it for what it is, the misuse of imagination, it begins to settle on its own. We don't have to stop it. Worrying itself is not the problem. It's believing it serves us. It's not seeing it for what it is. When we see it for what it is, we can catch ourselves doing it. We can notice we're doing that thing. We can get off the train of worry. We can get off that train of thoughts. But we're going to get on that train from time to time, and that's okay. That's called being human. We can't control our state of mind. We get to see it for what it is. And realize, actually, our greatest self, our most resourced self, our most successful self comes from flow, ease, inspiration, clarity, perspective. And it can feel edgy to take the time just to breathe, just to be. Because worry says you haven't got enough time. Quick, do something. It's urgent. And it can feel edgy just to breathe into the moment and know that it's not true. It's a story, it's plausible, but it's not true. I can be in this moment, come back to this moment, come back to our full self. Our human operating system is designed for reality. Inspiration, clarity, direction, creativity, all show up in the moment. Worry is all future thinking. What if this? What if this? What if this? In that future imagination, it's not our fully resourced self. Don't let it feel scary. Our fully resourced self is in this moment. Breathe into this moment. Breathe into this moment. Just be aware, do you have a superstition of worrying? Do you think your okayness is dependent on worrying? Can't be easy. It's got to be hard work. No pain, no gain. What if that's not true? What if that's not true? Doesn't mean you don't need to put the hours in. But they don't need to be stressful. They don't need to be stressful. Trust yourself. Whatever happens, you'll be okay. Whatever happens, you'll be okay. Because your sense of okayness is not dependent on our circumstances. It's within us. It's within us. Breathe back into this moment. Everything you seek is in this moment. The footballer scores the goal not because they put their left shin pad on before their right one. They scored the goal because they were just present and alive to that moment and had the flash of inspiration in that moment. Loving you.